Hello, and welcome back to the Pace Yourself Podcast. This is Coach Natalie. I hope you guys are all doing well. I'm going to give you another quick bio rundown just in case you're new here. My name is Natalie. I've been running for about 10 years. And after a lot of education and experience, I decided to take my expertise and love for the sport of running into. Now I coach athletes across the world to reach their goals and stay injury free. Follow me on Instagram at RunCoachNat if you ever want to see more from me. And on here every other week, you'll hear me come on to share some coaching tips and insights. So I hope you enjoy it. Jamie created this podcast for beginner runners. So what's better than having an experienced runner and coach who works with beginners on the daily give you some quick and free, might I add, tips? Okay, so this week on the podcast, we're going to do a deep dive into breathing, stamina, and pacing yourself for beginners. This is something that many of you have come to us and said you were just struggling with this and would really like some help and quick tips. And this is something, you know, outside of the topics that a lot of you have been wanting to talk about, like, this is something I hear a lot. And there is just honestly no secret that, you know, like, experienced runners are hiding from you. Running is hard, even at the highest level of running. When you are running at a hard effort, I promise it is still hard to breathe. But I do understand that when you're starting out, it feels like every single run you do, it's hard to breathe. And this is really where pacing comes in. And then there's some different things we still can work on with breath and so on and so forth with that. Honestly, I have a lot to talk to you about today. So let's get into it. But before we dive too deep into it, I do want to be clear from the start here. Running can feel tough when you're just starting out. But trust me, it doesn't have to be as hard as it feels with the right pacing and breath work. And just honestly, giving it time, respecting it, and not trying to rush it, you can build endurance, you can improve your performance, and you can make the whole experience a lot more enjoyable. So if you ever felt winded after the first mile, or you've struggled to find a rhythm while running, this episode is for you. We're diving into how to pace yourself during your runs, how to breathe better, and I'll even share a few breathwork exercises that can help you feel more ease when you run and help you feel more ease with your day in general. So now let's actually dive into it. First things first, reality of running, guys. Let's dive into it. I mean, the reality of running for anyone, especially as a beginner, is that it is hard. You've probably realized pretty quickly that running is hard. It can feel like your lungs are on fire, your legs are screaming, and that voice inside your head is saying, "Why did I think this was a good idea?" I've been there. I've been there even at the most experienced level. Like, these things happen. So this is normal. It's totally, totally normal to feel like running is tough, especially when you're just starting out. The good news, though, is that with time, consistency, and just knowing how to use these strategies, it gets easier. But one thing you want to understand early on is that pacing yourself and learning to breathe properly are two of the most effective ways to make running feel less hard. If you could see me, I was putting quotation marks because it is still hard. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's never not going to be hard. That's the point of it. But to where it can be on a more enjoyable level. Now, when you're new to running, you might feel the urge to push yourself as fast as you can on every single run. But if you're not pacing yourself, that's when you're likely to hit that wall. That point where your body says, "Nope, I'm done." And that's just really not a fun place to be in. And probably is going to discourage you from wanting to run again. So let's talk about pacing. How can you avoid that feeling of hitting a wall? There can sometimes be this assumption that over time, in distance and pushing as hard as you can, that's the better way to do it. But let's be clear, the best way to get better and improve your performance is from combining those pushing paces, runs where you're, you know, really getting your heart rate up, all of that, and the quote unquote easy runs where you're running at a pretty steady, moderate zone two level effort. And yes, I do understand that it may not feel easy, and that's why I did put easy in quotes, because even an easy effort, it still can feel hard. So I think that's a big part of understanding this pacing, is understanding the effort that you need to run at. And that breaks it down to the key to like ultimately making running feel less exhausting is being able to pace yourself. This means going at a pace that you can maintain over the entire duration of your run. When you're starting out, it's really easy to get excited, especially when you feel like you're doing great in the first few minutes, and then bam, the fatigue sets in. But here's a trick to keep in mind. The goal is to not always run as fast as possible. It's to be able to run at a sustainable pace that lets you keep going for longer. So how do you know where your sustainable pace is? That's probably the trickiest part, because how do you know that? Where does that even come from? So I had a simple test that I still use anytime I go for a run and I want it to be a quote unquote easy effort. And that is the talk test. So while you're running, you should be able to hold a conversation without constantly gasping for air. If you are out of breath and struggling to speak in full sentences, it's a good sign that you're going too fast, and it is time to slow down. So dial it back and focus on finding a pace where you can talk but still feel like you're getting in a good workout. So it doesn't need to be like this level of talking that I'm doing right now, where talking pretty fast, I'm not having to pause, I'm just going through it, right? But when you're running, it may not be that you're getting this many words out this quickly and talking at this level of ability, but you should be able to have a full conversation. It doesn't need to be perfect, but you should be able to. If you were on the phone with somebody, people would be able to understand you, even if you were slightly out of breath. Okay. So when this is the point where you are feeling like you are not at that top pace and you feel like you're just running as slow as you possibly can, take a minute. Let yourself walk for a minute or two, bring your heart rate down, and then get back after it. It's okay when you are first starting out to take walk breaks. It is okay at pretty much any point you're trying to take walk breaks. They are an amazing way to help you grow and build endurance without putting too much pressure on your body. So if you are constantly doing every run all out as fast as you can, you are going to eventually break down. You're only going to be able to build up so much endurance. You're probably going to hate it. You're going to feel burnout, so on and so forth. It is okay to take a walk break. A walk break does not mean that you aren't a runner. Like, I take walk breaks all the time. I have done walk jogs when I was competing at the highest level. So keep in mind, it is okay to walk. That does not take away from your training whatsoever. I mean, if you run for 5 minutes and then you walk for 30, yeah, you probably didn't quite do much of a run. But adding in like a minute or two of walking here and there to keep your heart rate at that steady, like talkable level, that is perfect. Spot on. And when you start talking about training for like specific races, like a 5K, a 10K, or a marathon or half marathon, whatever it is, or even just trying to get through a 20-minute jog consistently, keeping your pace at that conversational level will help you be able to keep building that stamina and prevent burnout. One of my beginner runners, we've been having him do walk jogs very consistently. And it was something where like, wasn't very confident also in the fact that he could continue running for a significant period of time. And he did walk jogs for about a month, a few times a week. We were doing walk jogs. We were increasing the amount of time he was running and decreasing the amount of time he was walking. And eventually by the end of the month, he was able to run for 30 minutes without stopping. Because he was able to take all that he's learned from those walk jogs, that he needs to maintain that steady level of effort. So think about that and realize, like, if you were just starting out, it is okay to kind of build in that way. And if you really need some help and guidance, don't be afraid to ask. Like, there's so many people here to help you. I'm here to help. That's why we're having this conversation. Okay, so back to the podcast. That was a little bit of a tangent, but I do want to make it clear that combining easy runs with harder runs is how you build speed, pace, and stamina. And for today, I'm going to leave it at that because getting into workouts and harder runs and all of that is a whole different topic of conversation. And we could probably go on for a whole another hour or so on that. But for today, I do want to leave it at that. I want you to know that there is a difference between running easy and running hard. And most of your runs, especially as a beginner, should be running. And like I said, if pacing is still something you still feel like really lost on, let's chat about it. Message me on Instagram and I would love to help you work through this. I love helping beginners get into the sport and really love it versus burning you out before you've even gotten halfway through your training. All right, now let's dive into all things breathing. So breathing and pacing obviously run into each other. And, you know, we're talking a lot about your breath and being able to talk to us and all that, but let's get into the breakdowns of breath work and like how all of that works. So I know breathing kind of sounds simple. Like we all breathe all the time, but the way you breathe while running can have a huge impact on how you feel throughout your workout. So if you're like most beginners, you might find yourself holding your breath at certain times and then you're realizing, oh, I am holding my breath and I have not been breathing. And then you're probably pretty out of breath at that point. Or you may find yourself taking shallow breaths. They've got that huffing and puffing going on. And you're like that. If you are in that point, you're probably struggling to maintain your pace at that point. This can lead to fatigue much faster, and you'll find yourself out of breath even when you're not running that fast. So the key to breathing properly while running is to focus on deep belly breathing. This is also sometimes called diaphragmatic breathing. And excuse me if I pronounce that word wrong. It's quite the word to pronounce. But basically breathing all the way through your belly in your dive. It's exactly what it sounds like. Instead of shallow chest breathing, you want to focus on expanding your diaphragm, which is pretty much this huge muscle that is right below your lungs. Once you fill that up with air and you're filling your lungs from the bottom up. So let's talk through a little bit of how to do this, and it'll be a little bit of an exercise. You can pause whatever you're doing right now while you're listening, and let's work through this together. So take a seat, stand, whatever, I don't care. But when you inhale, you're going to take a big inhale, and you want to start by allowing your belly to expand, not just your chest. So picture your lungs filling from the bottom as you take a deep breath. And you're fully breathing from the bottom and then exhale fully, pushing the air out completely so that you have room to take in another big, deep breath. This breathing technique helps ensure you're getting enough oxygen to your muscles and will prevent you from feeling winded way too soon. Okay, so that's one way to think through how you want to be breathing. But there's also the side of it is while you're running. Like, how do you do that while running? And one tip is to breathe rhythmically. So syncing your breath with your running stride. For example, a common breathing pattern for runners is to inhale for 2 strides and exhale for 2. This helps maintain a steady flow of oxygen and keeps your breathing from becoming erratic, where you're just whatever it is. And to be honest here, I love that idea. I love that idea of breathing in for 2 strides and breathing out for 2 strides. But the more you kind of overthink your breath, the more problematic it may become and the more complicated it makes things. So I want to use that tip, but I want to kind of adjust a little bit. The biggest thing that I do that doesn't make me have to think about my breathing the entire time, but does help me kind of get going, is during the first mile, while I am still warming up, I take a deep, full breath and back out anytime my breath starts to feel shallow and heavy. I take one of those deep breaths and I reset and I feel myself fall into a rhythm. Now, as a beginner, you may not fully get into that rhythm right away. So maybe you do need to focus on a few strides of taking those deep breaths. And then anytime my breath starts to get heavy throughout the run, especially on an easy effort and a pace that I should be able to maintain, maybe I slow down a little bit my pace first. If I'm still like feeling the shallow breaths, slow down and then work on those deep breaths and syncing it up with my stride. This allows me to fall into that rhythmic breathing again, and it doesn't have to constantly be on your mind. So think about incorporating it in throughout your run at the beginning, and anytime you start to feel like you're getting those shallow breaths, think about incorporating those specific rhythmic exercises. All right, now that we've covered the basics of pacing and breathing while running, let's dive into a few breathwork exercises. You can practice both before and during your runs to improve your breathing efficiency and overall performance. And honestly, these are exercises that I also use on the daily to help bring stress levels down and calm my mind and breath at any point in the day. I use these pretty often. I like to help just get my breathing under control, even if I'm not running. So I have a few different exercises we'll talk through and we'll kind of go from there. Okay, so first one is the belly breathing, the diaphragmatic breathing. And if you're new to belly breathing, I want you to start by lying on your back with your hands on your belly. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose, letting your belly rise as you inhale. Then exhale fully through your mouth. And you should feel your belly fall. You want to practice this for a few minutes. You can be lying on the floor, you can be sitting up, whatever it is, but just fully practice on getting those deep belly breaths. You can even start to move into like a running position and just feel what that feels like as well. The goal is to make this your default while running. That is the first exercise, and we already went into a lot of details on that one, so I won't dive into that too much more. But exercise number two is box breathing. This is my favorite. This is my favorite one because I use this one all the time. To be honest, I will use this one first thing in the morning. I walk outside and I just do some box breathing to just center myself with the morning. Like, fully be present in the morning. And anytime that I feel overwhelmed, I use this one. It's super easy to just kind of bring you back to the present moment, which is why I think it's also really helpful to use while running. If you feel like you are just spiraling in your breath, you're spiraling in your effort and everything just all over the place, take a minute to walk and do this box breathing exercise. And this also helps just overall calm the breath and increase your lung capacity. Okay, let's go through how to practice this. So you're going to inhale for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold the breath for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Exhale for four. One, two, three, four. And then you're going to hold again for four. One, two, three, four. So you can use any number here to inhale four, hold, exhale, hold again. I typically use anywhere between 3 to 5 seconds for each one. And the point here is that you are really in control of how long you are breathing in, how long you're holding that breath, how long you're exhaling, and then how long you're holding without breathing. So this will help you regulate your breathing. Like I said, it can help reduce anxiety and keep your breath steady during your run-ins. And it's just a great exercise to bring into your daily routine that can help you on so many levels, but can also bleed into your run. So don't be afraid to try this at any time of day. All right, exercise number three is the 4-7-8 breathing. This is pretty similar to the box breathing, but it is extra helpful if you're feeling stressed or you just really, really need to reset during your run. Like, breaths are shallow, you're panicking, you feel like you're dying, whatever it is, pause. And let's do this exercise, okay? So inhale for four counts, in for four, hold the breath for 7 counts, and then you're gonna exhale for 8 counts. So you have a much shorter time inhaling, much longer time holding and then letting out. So this exercise is overall designed to slow down your breath, calm your nervous system, and reset your energy. So, like I said, you're in a moment of panic on your run, stop, do this exercise, walk for a minute, and then get back into your run. I promise you, it's just going to help reset. It's going to help calm the nerves, and you'll be ready to keep rolling through it. All right. Fourth And final exercise that I want to go through is the pursed lip breathing. If you're feeling short of breath or need to slow down your pace, pursed lip breathing can help. To do this, inhale through your nose for 2 counts, and then exhale through your mouth slowly, as if you're blowing out a candle. So bring your lips together, squeeze them, but leave an opening there, like you're gonna blow out this big candle. And this overall just helps you regulate your breath and extends your ability to keep going. This one is pretty simple. I would say this is the easiest one to go through if you're in the middle of a run and it's just feel a little bit of short of breath and you want to catch it before it gets worse. This is definitely an easy one to go through. In through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. If you feel like you're in those bigger panic moments, that's when you want to look to number 2 or 3 exercise, which is the box breathing or the 4-7-8 breathing. And then belly breathing is something that you want to practice when you're not running so that it can help translate into your run. Hopefully all of those exercises really made sense, and I hope that you give them each a try. You do give them a try, go ahead and leave us a comment on the podcast. Let us know what you think. Shoot me a message on Instagram, whatever feels more comfortable. But I would love to hear how that helps you and if there's any ways that I can kind of keep helping and any ways that, you know, maybe we can talk about this a little bit more. So each exercise has its benefit. Try them all out. See which one fits best for you. All right. So those are the biggest things that I wanted to go through with you guys on pace and breath work and all of that. The biggest thing that I want you to remember, as a beginner runner, running can feel really tough at first, but with the right pacing and breathing techniques, you can not only get stronger, but you probably start to enjoy your runs a little bit more. Now, I do want to be clear that there is a difference between easy running and hard running, and that not every run has to be a hard effort. There's a great benefit from having runs where you really slow the pace down and focus more on your stamina and how long you can last on that run at that pace. And then you could also really benefit from having those shorter runs where you're running faster. And those can get pretty complicated, and there's a lot of different ways to go about those harder efforts. So typically we call those running workouts. And yeah, I'll keep it with that because there's so much more that I could go into with that. And I don't want to overwhelm you with everything that could be. But I want you to keep in mind the most important thing is to listen to your body. Take the time to slow your runs down so that you can have that conversational pace and pace yourself through those runs. If you're struggling to kind of find that conversational pace and you find yourself speeding up naturally, call somebody, talk to somebody on the phone, have a friend come run with you. Or maybe you can just think about, like, think through a conversation in your head. And if you were having that conversation out loud, would you be able to talk about it? If the answer is no, probably need to slow down. And then really being able to focus on your breath. I don't want you to spend your entire run like focusing so deeply on your breath that you don't actually enjoy the run. But work on some of those exercises we talked about. You can do those outside of running, and then you can also incorporate them into your running when it's really needed. So incorporate the deep belly breathing, find that rhythm with your strides, and remember, it's not something you have to constantly think about, but something that you can kind of dive into when it's really needed. And keep working through those simple breathwork exercises. You have all the tools you need to run more efficiently and confidently. And I really hope that this was helpful for you. I hope that these exercises are helpful for you. And I want to thank you for tuning into this episode of the Pace Yourself Podcast. I had a great time talking about this today. This is a topic that is very much not talked about enough, but asked about a lot. Like, a lot of people want to know more about it. So I hope that this is really helpful, and I hope you feel more empowered on your running journey. If you found this episode helpful, please, please be sure to share with a friend. Let them know how this can help them. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for any more tips and encouragement. And if you'd like to hear more from me on the weeks that I'm not on the podcast, make sure to follow me on social media at RunCoachNat. Until next time, keep running, pace yourself, and breathe easy. This is Coach Natalie signing off. Happy running, everyone.